KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 19th of April, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. And what great day is it today?
Amaretto Day, which is my favorite alcohol. Plus, of course, Garlic Day, which is an important one.
Whoa. Okay.
Garlic Day. Oh, my goodness. Well, I do like garlic, and I do like amaretto, but certainly not at the same day.
No. Mm,
or certainly very, very maybe, hours apart.
Maybe you put the garlic around the rim of the glass you drink the amaretto.
Oh, gosh. They probably do that at garlic festivals. It's going to be 89 today. Looks like a mix of clouds and sun with winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. Well, according to this, clear to partly cloudy. Slight chance of rain or shower tonight. This is the 19th of April, and tomorrow calls for a high of 81 with overnight lows of 55. Wednesday, sunny and hot with 85 and overnight lows of 54. Thursday calls for 87. Friday, 83. Partly cloudy again. And then as we progress to the weekend, 83, 66. I'm looking forward to this. We're going to have a big block garage sale on Saturday on Chestnut Street. And we're looking forward to moving furniture, moving stuff. And so I'm glad to see that on Saturday it looks like, well, just 66. We're not going to be out there in the too much of the sun. Overnight lows of 48, and looks like it's going to be cloudy. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And how are you doing over there?
Oh, fine.
What do you have on your mind today?
Well, no, show and shines. You know, this was, you know, this was going to be the Claypool Nights. So, of course, they had to cancel it 4 months ago. But there's going to be show and shines this week. Anyway, at Benton Air Park on the 23rd. They're waiting their final approval. I mean, they've had it for 3 months. You would think the city would be able to get that back. You know, I mean, we're just going to have, it's just a show and shine. And if they don't give it to you, do you still do it anyway? Have we reached that point where if you can't make up your mind in three months, if you can have it, or 3 weeks, okay, maybe it's just 3 weeks, but still 3 weeks to get a permit to have a static display. And then PIBS, up on Happy Valley Road on the 22nd one is having them. There's going to be show and shines. They started, in fact, this last, weekend, started with some show and shines.
Yeah, I know they
no
had
cruise.
One at Cicada.
Yep, Cicada.
And Elks Lodge was yesterday.
But, you know, there's no crew.
On Chesta, Springwater guy is here. So just give me a second. I need to go talk to him as he's walking in and dropping off. Just give me a minute.
Do we need to share that with everybody? But okay. Anyway. Yeah, I think there's a number of them, but there's no cruise. But what if you did a cruise?
I would not be surprised if they all happened to drive down Hilltop at exactly the same time.
Well, or what about up Pine Street?
Yeah.
You know, make that turn, come around one time.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great to see all those cars?
But I don't know if the audience would know to go to Pine Street instead if it's a quote-unquote spontaneous that they can't.
But on something like this, it's for the cars, I think.
Absolutely.
On this one. This is the one they just said, hey, let's just drive down. And you remember they used to have Gene's Drive-In, and they used to have many show and shines there, and cars would be pulling in there and getting their burgers and all this for years. Now it's gone. Anyway, okay. Hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to tie it into the vaccinations, as some people I'm sure will. But a lot of shootings, of shootings going on up there in different places. Three killed in Austin. They felt like this was a targeted shooting in the sense that it looked like it was like his estranged wife. And then they got the suspect in custody. And the suspect is a former deputy sheriff out of Austin who had been fired for child molestation. So, I mean, this is just weird. And then in Kenosha, Wisconsin, 3 killed and 3 wounded. They got the suspect arrested. The, of course, the shootings in Colorado and other places. This is, you know, I don't know. Is it a COVID thing? Is it that people are, you know, been locked up? You know, I would hate to think that. Or are they just, is it now just people have just gone over the total edge?
Well, let's talk a little bit about that the Red Bluff Roundup happened this weekend. And
wait a minute. It has nothing to do with what I was talking about. I thought
people going over the end. People going out and just.
Going over the edge.
Yeah.
So Red Bluff Roundup?
Well, just people, I mean, from what I just said.
Ready to go out.
Packed. Sold out. And, you know, it's usually we've done this reach, we've partnered since we've been in this, we're going on 12 years now. We've partnered with all, you know, you've seen us out many times. We're just involved with the media, involved with the rodeos, involved with the shines, involved with so many fundraising events in Reading. And so it's almost that all, it had a screeching halt. And so they're kind of coming in, but under the radar. And we're, it's a very strange feeling that, you know, we don't really want to be on the radio. We don't really want to advertise. We don't really want to talk about it, but they're sold out. So we're like, well, you know, so we had friends that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Carl's saying, no, say it, talk for yourself. That was that look. But I mean, as far as like the movement forward of what we've done in the past is all we can kind of go by. Right, Carl?
Well, this year, they because they were going to restrict the number of people, and I think that they found out so many people wanted to come. I think that you don't want to poke the government in the eye by saying we're going to just totally disregard what you're saying, but even though they should, and for outdoor events, in my opinion. Reading Rodeo is going to kick off, though. I mean, they're going to be on our show several times. The show and shines, we used to be out there. We would, like you said, we would sponsor one of the winners in this. Pancake breakfast is going to happen. It's going to fill up.
Thank you.
Now they're still waiting to get the parade worked through the bureaucracy of the state, the county, and the city, which would be, it's kind of interesting how they would just drag their feet over something that's happened every year for 75 years. You know, I mean, how hard is that going to be? It's not a change. It's the same event. It's going down the same route. It's been going down for what, 70 years, 50 years? And so yet they're still dragging their feet on it. So.
Well, because I think it probably, I mean, in the bureaucratic world, I would think it's because it's a mass gathering.
Well, it does make it.
No, it's what I'm saying.
I know what they're saying.
It's a gathering.
It's a gathering, but it's
promoting
outside.
People gathering.
Yeah, and I realize that. So, you know, I'm at the point, and I think most people are at the point, a parade, come on. People are spread out. It's outside. They're saying outside events aren't causing these. You know, if you remember, the very first big outside event was right up here in Cottonwood, California. And guess what? No big COVID rise. So. Anyway, but you wanted to talk about, since this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number, you had something you wanted to say.
Well, I do. I want to share with everybody before, you know, I mean, this is going to take me a little bit here because we upgraded in the bed. I have to say, I took pictures and I put them on Facebook, which is kind of, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about your bed. It's super intimate. You know, it's your bedroom floor. It's your bedroom walls. But these guys that came in were they're two gentlemen, and they were so professional. I mean, the whole organization was professional.
Yeah, Brian.
What I want to say about the CEO of Sleep Number is a woman, and she ended up, during COVID, giving every single one of the people who were for Sleep Number a free bed. So they told us that. We got one of those beds that's called a flex. It's a flex split. So the top, and it was very interesting concoction, but it is like a spaceship with hydraulics. It is just built like a tank. And
it's guaranteed for 25 years.
I know, and each side has its own serial number. I mean, it's, and then you hook up to the Sleep IQ if you want to do that. And I choose to do so. And that through the Sleep IQ will tell you, of course, how you're sleeping through the middle of the night. When, like maybe you'll realize at 2 o'clock and this bed will lessen or fill up the air, you know, if you need more support or less support. And we're still trying to figure that out. But I will just tell you that they emailed, they called, they texted, they emailed, they called, they texted. We're going to be there Saturday between 10 and 1. We're going to be there Saturday attendance. So finally Saturday morning, we're going to be here. We're in Cottonwood. We have your mattress on the truck. We will be there. And they come in, and they just were so professional because we have one of those, like a four-poster with the railings on the side. We were so worried. They raised the bed up. They took about 2 hours to show and explain. And, you know, it's going to take a while, but, so then, you know, with that, we got the mattress cover and the sheets, at the Sleep Number store here in Reading, and then a new pillow. I've got to just share with you, I feel like I am on the Cadillac, the Maserati, the Countach. I don't know what's the name of the fanciest car I can think of right now. Not even, you know, of beds. And I just said, Carl, my God, these sheets, the whole thing is just like, it's just amazing. That's all I can say. And I, you know, I don't want to be this, I'm gushing.
You are.
So there. I'm gushing over a bed.
My Sleep Number is setting last night.
I don't even know.
It's changed. Yes. Last night.
Because it's a new bed.
It was 40. And that's usually a lot lower than I usually was on the last bed. But it's, you know, I slept really well last night. And Linda's Sleep Number setting was 55. Hers was higher and mine was lower.
I'm having remote
anxiety.
Wait, no, not anxiety, but you know, it's the head can go up, the feet can go up. How much do I want this angle? I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to read. And
I'm going to see how far I can raise her head up during the night before she wakes up, just because I can. Anyway, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed. The Queen's now only $1,799. Only at Sleep Number stores. And the Sleep Number store, of course, is over there in the Target Shopping Center. So, go on down there. See them. See what they have. We'll be right back.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, prepped to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Street Fire Radio.
But God is great, there is good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 7:21 here on the 19th of April and 57 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil is, wants to remind everybody, it's fire season. Are you prepared for that? Do you have enough land cleared? Do you have that space you need to help keep your home safe? Do you have a go bag? Are you ready? Do you have emergency procedures in place just in case a fire comes at you? That's SST Oil. They're on the front lines helping to fight fires during this season. That jet fuel, the diesel, the gas that people need when they're fighting these fires, all of our firefighters out there, they're always looking for good employees, are always looking for people that want to work for an employee-owned company that takes care of their employees. Give them a call at 241-1167. Okay.
Well, we want to thank also, we joined some friends Saturday night at Carlene's. Yeah, it was Saturday night. We were enjoying a friend's birthday. And, you know, it's nice to see people out. The staff at Carlene's, they were just unbelievable. And I know our group got there at 5:30 and we closed the place down. We didn't get home until 10:30.
Well, you close it down at about
10 o'clock.
It's not like you're closing it down at midnight.
Well, I got to tell you something. The other night, my girlfriend and I, you know, through the midst of, you know, getting rid of furniture and buying stuff and going to consignment stores and garage sales and all the good things. I love eclectic. So anyway, we were out and about and we couldn't find, we went over to, Tuesdays. They were closed at 7. Goodwill closed at 7. Went out to, Ross's, they were open. Big Lots was open. Went back, of course, the new store that I love so much that is called, Home Goods was open. TJ Maxx closed. The mall, everything was closed at 7 o'clock. And I don't know if this is on Tuesday or Wednesday night, so they must still be on COVID hours. But it's nice to go shopping at nighttime because there's nobody around, to be honest with you.
The final arguments are coming, closing arguments begin in the Derek Chauvin trial in the course of George Floyd case. Of course, our California Congresswoman Maxine Waters was there making sure that people stay in the streets. And if it's not what we want, we have to fight even more confrontational. I mean, this is a congresswoman who is standing out there screaming, who doesn't even live in the same district, from what I understand, of her people, and is a millionaire many times over. So Maxine, again, is out there stirring the pot. if you remember this guy named Rittenhouse, the guy, you know, he was a 17-year-old or 18-year-old who got the gun and ended up shooting, killing one person, shooting another person. And there was, you know, his name was Kyle Rittenhouse. And the Utah reporter he tracked down a paramedic who donated money to the Rittenhouse defense fund. A local report in Utah faced heavy backlash, reporter, this weekend after tracking down a paramedic who donated to the defense fund of this guy, of Rittenhouse, and attempting to confront him at home.
Mm.
Now, this kid's received thousands of donations. He's accused of killing two protesters. There's, you know, all types of stories. But there's this reporter discovered a local paramedic donated $10. And I'm sorry. And it wasn't $100. It was $10. And headed to his home seeking his side of the story. And this is so wrong that now you can have a reporter, like just say a Channel 7 reporter, knock on your door and say, you donated $10 to the Rittenhouse Fund. Can you explain why? I mean, why would that? I mean, you've now identified somebody that this may have blowback on it. I mean, one of the defense witnesses, ex-house, his former house in the Chauvin trial, you know, for George Floyd. It was his former house. Well, people went up there, left pig's head on his porch, mm-hmm. and smeared the house with blood. It wasn't even his house anymore. He used to live there. So you can imagine the people living there, they were real happy about it. But see, when you start, these things start happening. You start outing. You start doxing. You start doing these things. Oh, and then people start reacting to it. In other words, this is just a good way. So, gosh, if I give money to something that may not be popular, they're going to say what my name is. You know, like the when we did with Proposition 8, when the people in California voted to say that marriage was between a man and a woman. If you remember that several years ago,
yes.
And then the courts, of course, overturned it because it didn't believe. You know, the courts didn't believe that people are smart enough to figure that out. They were outing people that had got, you know, that had given to the fund for Proposition 8. Again, having people, costing people their jobs, it's costing people, people were, you know, were verbally attacking them. Who knows? Could have been physically attacking them.
Well, I will add to that on a local front, that there is, and I'll look for it. We either came in an email or a text, from a local, a group. This would have been from a very renowned therapist here in the Reading area talking about, as we approach the verdict, is that we must remain civil and to not do anything, you know, that would be to create unrest. And I'll have to look for that because I thought, it made me aware of the fact that the verdict will be coming soon. And I wonder what kind of upheaval there will be. And this is just about, you know, keep your calm about you. Anyway, that's, you know, it affects everybody. And then some people will act out in ways that,
well,
you know.
People were, here's one of the comments, was Kamala raised bail money for BLM and Antifa terrorists, yet you're doxing a low-paid first responder for doing the same. This is why people hate the media and the hacks within. So,
well, things that you can, and to end this segment, in Manila, in the Philippines, an approaching powerful typhoon has left at least one person dead, but 100,000 people have been misplaced. Well, actually, it's 100,000 displaced. This typhoon blows.
Displaced as opposed to misplaced. Which
yeah,
means
displaced.
They couldn't find them. That's kind
they've
of
had
careless,
to leave.
Isn't it?
They've had to leave, and they're powerful things that nature, that nature. Can create for us. And anyway, I'm going to look for that letter regarding the civil unrest and to be careful about it and see if it's in a text, actually.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, Locally owned, locally operated, of course, and the local board of directors. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one in 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
And I will read more of this. This is from a statement from the Shasta Interfaith. In light of the impending verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial, and facts of aggression throughout the nation and our local region, Shasta Interfaith, a group representing 23 faith communities and a diversity of cultures and ethnicities, urges peaceful responses to the verdict. We denounce any actions which are hurtful, hateful, harmful, or violent. Shasta Interfaith calls on the people, of course, I can't move this now. Anyway, we must open our minds, our hearts, and our ears as local faith leaders. We urge all citizens to truly see, listen to, and understand one another in the spirit of love, compassion, and nonviolence. And this is on behalf of Shasta Interfaith, Reverend Joe Major, First United Methodist Church, Shasta Interfaith representative.
Yep, and that's for all the churches. That's all the churches here. They don't want any type of violence or any type of things going on, as you would expect right here in our River City here in Reading.
And he also says, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:34 in the morning, 58 degrees.
Okay. And it looks like we're going to have about 89 today, sunny and mostly clear tonight with 59. Now, they're saying that there could be slight chance of showers in the AM, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Yeah, we sent some friends over there recently who drive back and forth from L.A. a lot. And I got, you know, Jeff, who owns Crackmaster, knows all the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Head on over there if you've got a chip and you're worried about it, because now that we get into the hotter weather, you're going to be putting on your air conditioning, and it's during the extreme heat, extreme cool, or getting the extreme heat and going into the cool car that will make those cracks grow. You can call him at 241-8373 or go find out, go in and drop in 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Okay. Well, we have a special guest.
Maria Sal.
Our alumni.
I love that. I love it. That's awesome. Good morning, you guys.
You were with us in the beginning, I'm sure of it.
Man.
Well, Maria is here this morning.
Good morning,
Dr.
everyone.
Maria. Let's talk about you a little bit.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about you and your practice, and where are you and what are you doing right now? I mean, of course, you're in the studio, but I mean, presently, you're working on a health fair. You're here to talk about your health fair, and I guess with twin powers, that because you are a twin, that you and your sister will be doing this together.
Yeah, I'm an identical twin, and this last year, during the amazing 2020, mm-hmm. my twin sister has been working with me a little bit more. She's a massage therapist. She's a holistic health practitioner. That's what her master's degree is in. In my office, she's doing a lot of rehab massage. And, you know, we just had been brainstorming in the last several months. What can we do? What can we do to get people to start to come together and have some community and togetherness, and just to kind of give a place for people to be able to shine, and, you know, like the vendors, for them to be able to shine their light. And we have some amazing healers coming in. It's Saturday, May 1st, and it's just, we're going to have a blast.
So Dr. Maria Salas.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to our show. And so here you are with your chiropractic, beautiful chiropractic office, and this is really good because you're going to have Arbon, and you're going to have energy work, and what else? Tell us just a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, I mean, you know, what I've been up to is just like everyone else that's in business right now. We are taking one step at a time. We are making it happen, and, you know, I feel it's my job as, you know, just a person on this planet is to just shine as bright as I can and to help as many people as I can. The vehicles that I've chosen are chiropractic care. So, you know, that means I'm helping people with their body. And, yes, I am an independent consultant with Arbon. And, of course, we're going to have an Arbon booth at the fair. Josie is going to do her services, massage, and some other things. We have an energy worker, Casey Strohmeyer, is going to be there. We've got Kelly. I just did an interview with her on Instagram. You guys can go there to Dr. Maria Salas and see it there. She's doing essential oils with Young Living. And then we've got Amber. She's doing energetic jewelry. So if you guys come by, you don't have to stay all day, but just come by and say hi. We start at 10 o'clock. This jewelry is amazing. It's really there to kind of help protect and how to bring you know, block
right
the EMFs and other negative energies. We've got crafts by Rachel, Karen with cosmetology, and then we have someone bringing organic strawberries and other herbs. She's going to have a booth there. Her name is Lisa. And then Carrie Metal is going to bring her teas and salves. And then we have Victoria is going to, you know, some people, like this time of year during spring, they like to purge their closets, their kitchens, their garages, and bring, you know, some things, you know, to have at their table. So Victoria is going to be doing that.
Where would this be held?
So this is going to be at Healthwise Chiropractic. That's my office. And that's basically downtown area. That's the Garden District area. And it's at 405 South Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know why I just started sweating.
Oh, well, see, it's, I know. So there's energy. There's blah. There's the streams of things that come to the studio. Well,
we're a vortex here.
Yeah.
We're,
totally.
We're different streams cross right here.
I love it. So anyways,
I went
it's
to a
so
vortex
awesome
in Sedona one time.
Me too.
And
separately, different lives.
The river there is supposedly, you know, filled with this energy. And a person I went just laid down in the river and covered herself up with mud. Supposedly that was going to really get her in tune with the universe.
Okay.
Did she feel any different?
I don't know. I left her there. I'm sure she got home. She only had like 400 miles to go.
No,
it was scary. Okay, the health fair is going to be, tell us again one more time.
Yeah, so Saturday, May 1st, you guys come on down. We're going to get started at 10 o'clock.
It's going to be outside your office.
It's going to be, I think I'm going to be inside, but most people are going to be outside. We're going to have a few people set up inside of my office just to have both. And then, Saturday, May 1st. What is that? A week and a half?
I know. It's unbelievable.
Well, see, it's not this weekend, but it's the next weekend.
It's like May. Once May hits you guys, May.
Hooray, hooray for the first of May. Outdoor keggers start today.
Oh, my gosh. I have... In May, it's like you never know what the weather's going to be like, right? I have been the most hot I've ever been in May during rodeo week.
Yeah.
And the most cold I've ever been.
Yes, and sitting in the rain.
During rodeo
because when I'll never forget, we were there, I can't remember, two or three years ago in the Marine Corps Color Guard. Yes.
They were drenched.
Yes, and they were waiting to go into the arena. Yeah. And Carl and I sat there in the stands. We looked around.
We were the only two in the stands.
The plastic over us, and we said, are going to see if they can sit there. Not only that, the flag girls.
Yeah,
you could watch them. They, you know, it was kind of cool because everybody had their head. You know, when the rain's coming down real hard, and you kind of like turn into a turtle, right?
Yeah.
And they're holding the flag, so horses' heads are down. I mean, the rain's pouring.
It was torrential.
As soon as the recorded music started, horses were shaking themselves, and here comes the girls at a mad gallop in this mud around there, and then here comes the color guard. In the rain, and those horses
and
were
mud.
Glued together. It was
mud.
You know, it was like they couldn't get any closer together, and they came in there and did it perfectly. And then 5 or 6, 7 minutes after they got everything off, the rain stopped.
Yes.
The sun
came out, and it was hot.
We didn't have umbrellas, but I'm wondering.
And we had the ponchos.
Did we bring our ponchos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the pictures. Yes, we had ponchos.
Yes. Which
hat,
meant that all the water
can I just make sure my straw hat doesn't get ruined?
It's one of those things where the water pours down the poncho, and it pools in the chair you're sitting in.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
The show must go on, right, Linda?
Absolutely. Rain or
and
shine.
And not only show, but that is one of the most patriotic times during... Shasta County. I love it when MCG comes. It's the best.
Yep.
MCG, for those who are wondering, what's the initial? That's not a rapper. that is the Marine Corps Color Guard. They are going to come again. They only are allowed to do, I think, 200, if I'm not mistaken, 200 events a year. And God only knows with COVID. But they always want to do Reading. And then, Carl, they have to use somebody in the Marine Corps or get authorized by someone in the Marine Corps, if I'm not mistaken, to sign for them to come in, to be able to...
Well, they have to be requested by a
chain of command.
A city or something, but it still goes back through the Marine Corps. And it's a lot less than 200 because they travel all over the United States. Well, you know, it's 300, there's 12 months, 52 weeks. They probably run maybe 100, maybe.
And they love Reading.
And they love Reading. And they can pick and choose, and Reading is one of the ones that they love.
Well, yeah. Maria, you've always been there in the past when they've come in.
In the past, yeah.
You've been there to...
You're not going
to
be there this time.
I will be there. Come on.
Okay, well, let's get back to your health fair, because that's what we're here to talk about. Again, mark your calendars for May 1st, and that's called the Twin Powers Health Expo. That's going to be from 10 to 3 all kinds of wonderful, insightful booths, energy work. This is a time if you're embarrassed, some people just, but they may have a shoulder problem or a muscle problem or something that's happening with a, you know, what do you want to call it? The thing that you get with your leg in the back of your leg. I don't know what that, I can't think of the name of it right now. And you just can't seem to figure it out. Well, you know, sometimes really good energy work and people who know how to be able to get in there and work it, and you may be able to get this, gather this kind of information at this twin health fair.
So, yeah, definitely. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because everyone there is going to have samples and demos and things to show you what they can do. So especially Josie, and who's my twin sister, and then Casey, and then just other people that are there doing their work. We had our first one in February, and it was really great. So all the vendors were like, okay, let's do it again. Let's create this space for people.
So May 1st, and what's your office number?
So are you talking about the phone number is 244-9000.
That's your number for your office.
Yes.
So if somebody's like, I need to know more information.
Yeah, and, you know, you can always find me on Instagram. That's Dr. Maria Salas. And then we're putting a lot of information there. But, yeah, stop by. It's an easy right there between Athens Avenue and Park Marina Drive at 405 South Street.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
So much.
I betcha. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber, a veteran-owned business that does just outstanding work. He redid our whole kitchen and just did a magnificent job in it. He works by appointments only, and for more information, check out EstateGranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back with these right after these messages.
Brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professionals, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Pre-registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Hey, Reading, guess what? Our dining room at Black Bear Diner is open again, and we're bringing chili back. That's right. Come dine in comfort inside of our Hilltop Drive location. And special for March, ask for a bowl or cup of our delicious homemade chili, or try one of our new chili creations, a chili stuffed breakfast burrito, a chili cheddar cheeseburger, or for dinner, our tri-tip chili platter. Come dine inside or order for takeout at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Creekside Pub & Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub & Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at Healthwise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more.
We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st for the Twin Powers Health Fair at Healthwise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to PeePie Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebach. Good morning, 7:50 in the morning here on the 19th, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only place that Linda hangs out to buy jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry.
I don't hang out with my jewelry.
The families of Michael Brown and Breonna Taylor, two of the iconic victims in the Black Lives Matter movement, have got some questions. Where's the funding of the movement with the Louisville, Kentucky BLM branch being called a fraud by the Breonna Taylor movement? Earlier this month, when the New York Post reported Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn Collier's had bought four homes since 2016, and they want to know, the New York City area Black Lives Matter leader says it's time for an independent investigation. And so, I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars here. That Collier said last week that the organization is not a charity and that people in the community with financial needs should pressure the government for reparations for slavery. Now, this is after she bought four big homes, millions of dollars worth, and they have collected over $100 million in 2020 of less than $40 million was spent last year. So maybe the rest went to salaries. So, okay. Matthew McConaughey, the actor. Now, you know who this guy is. Academy Award winner. The guy that got arrested for running around nude out there playing his bongo drums.
Oh, well, so what?
Well, yeah, but that's all. It doesn't make him a bad person. My God.
He just got caught. That's all.
He just got caught out there.
Tell me if you haven't done something like this in your life and you just don't want somebody to look through the windows.
McConaughey has a double-digit lead in a Texas poll for governor. Now,
why not?
Did he even say he was running?
I have no idea. Just like The Rock, he goes, for president.
Oh, The Rock. The Rock actually has said that he's thought about it. You know, Rock, Dwayne, stay in your lane there, buddy.
Anyway,
but, I mean, come on. Don't you think that's hilarious? But then again, you think about it. You know, McConaughey's a Second Amendment kind of guy. He's moderate. Which is what do you mean by moderate?
I never know. He spews wisdom, wonderful words of wisdom that makes you think, and I don't know. Hey,
wait, he does?
No, he'll just say things that are like.
Has, and you know what? He is, man, can he do that commercial for
Lincoln?
Wild Turkey.
Oh.
Wild Turkey.
I thought it was Lincoln.
Well, Lincoln, too. Remember, he made a movie, the Lincoln Lawyer. But Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, also what we have here is Hester Ford, the oldest living American, has passed away at age 116. She had 12 children, 48 grandchildren, 108 great-grandchildren, and approximately 120 great-great-grandchildren.
116.
Yes.
You know what? That, you're going to see that in the next 20, 30 years. That's not going to be unusual. I really believe that. After having the doctors, you were talking about the dinner. I was sitting across from Paul Mazur, who is the cardiologist. Oh, not cardiologist. He's the heart surgeon at Shasta Regional. And then after having a cardiologist on our show on Tuesday, we talked about all the advances that are being made in heart surgery. I mean, my friends, it's like a miracle. A pacemaker, a totally wireless, no, or leadless pacemaker, the size of a, gosh, what is it? Like a large pill. A large pill, large oblong pill. That's about the size of it. Inserted, you know, in your heart. And now you've got a pacemaker with, you can't even tell you've got it. And it lasts 13, 14 years before the battery has to be replaced.
Hmm.
So think about that. And then they've got chambers they can put in your heart that are mechanical that pump the blood. I mean, all it is pumping blood in, blood out. Now, they don't have a mechanical heart yet, but just the things that they're doing and listening to Paul talk about it. Now, here's Paul who's just, he's a big guy. He looks like he could have played linebacker in high school. I mean, he really does. He's that, you know, he looks like that. And I look at his hands because you think he's going to have, you know, long, tapering fingers. Nope, he's just got regular fingers of a linebacker. But he is, you know, one of the very best heart surgeons ever, right? But talking about these miracles of medicine and the things that can happen. So she dies at 116, but she's got probably all of her original parts. Now you could probably live to be 120, but you're going to have parts. You may have a bionic hip. You may have a bionic elbow. You may have pacemakers in your heart. They've got them so they can slow them down and speed up your heart. They're just a little bit bigger when they have to speed up your heart right now. Right now. Because right now, pacemakers are there to speed up your heart, not slow it down. Because that's, you know, defibs. But they do have a pacemaker that can do that. It's just, you know, it's a larger piece of plastic, you know, they have to insert in underneath your skin, but that's coming too. So, I mean, come on, it gives you little shocks,
huh?
Like that to get your heart back into, you know, into
well,
the right.
Well, with my brother who has done the spinal implants for pain management, that's also for cancer patients. So you have where, you know, it goes down your spine and the pump goes around. It's inserted in your body and it goes around. So when you have, like pain or for chemo or for your whatever, a cancer patient, what you need for maybe the pain is that the body triggers for the release of whatever medication
whatever
that you're on.
Well, we have a friend that's got one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can pump it, but I'm not sure. Anyway. So far, I have been blessed not have to have any of that stuff happen to yet. But then again, the year's not over. Now, if you want to get free money, you want free money? Want free money? Go down to L.A. Mayor Garcetti.
Wow.
It never stops down there. He is set to propose a universal basic income pilot program for some residents of his city when he unveils his new budget on Tuesday, according to the Los Angeles Times. A year ago, the cash-strapped city was sending workers on furloughs due to anticipated budget shortfalls. But thanks to an unexpected economic recovery under President Donald Trump and federal cash from President Joe Biden, they're ready to spend more money. No, not pay off their bills. No. They're going to spend more money. So they're going to do a pilot program where you get so much money a month just for breathing.
All right.
You know what? A universal guaranteed income. Let's think about that, my friends. Who do you think pays for that? They want to also, let's just arbitrarily cut off $50,000 of school debt, debt that students have, student debt. Just cut off $50,000 arbitrarily. Well, who pays for that? It's the people who don't go to college who pay for that. Because you have $50,000 of debt. Now, I have to pay for your debt. Linda has to pay for your debt. Your mom and dad have to pay for your debt. Ashley has to pay for your debt. Everybody has to pay for your debt.
That's
did you go to college? Did you go to the college they went to, Ashley?
I did go to college. I am not using the degree I have.
Right, but you didn't go to the. You did not go to the college where they went. Probably.
No.
You know what? How can you write off? How can you just arbitrarily write off $50,000 worth of debt if you can do it for? Okay, if you can do it for, if you can do it for those the student debt. If you can do it for student debt, I want it to be off of business debt too.
I have a final something Same. Very, you know, about a mystery animal. They finally figured out what it was, and it seems like a woman in Krakow, Poland, had quite a fright when she saw what looked like a bizarre animal that had been hanging in the lilac tree outside her home for a few days. A woman called for help dealing with what she thought was an iguana. When the officers showed up at the scene, they were able to nab the mystery animal bread-handed because the animal in question turned out to be a croissant.
And we'll be right back after these messages with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Let the arguments begin.
The defendant is charged in count one with murder in the second degree in connection with the death of George Floyd.
Hennepin County District Court Judge Peter Cahill delivering instructions to the jury in Minneapolis ahead of closing arguments in the murder and manslaughter trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. And the closing arguments are now underway. Urging them to be more confrontational, her words. Congresswoman Maxine Waters has visited Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, to address protesters. Republicans accusing the California Democrat of inciting violence in an op-ed piece, the New York Post calling for Waters to be impeached and removed from office. It's a milestone in the drive to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19. The CDC says fully half of all U.S. adults have now had at least one shot in the arm, and use of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine could resume later this week.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's This Week,
I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort.
J&J shots were put on hold due to rare but serious issues with blood clots.
The pause was to take a look, make sure we know all the information we can have.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Police in Texas say they have their man, a 41-year-old suspect, arrested in connection with the weekend fatal shooting of three people in Austin. Police describing it as a domestic incident and not a random attack. Another violent weekend in Chicago, and this time a 7-year-old girl is among three people shot and killed in separate incidents. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in the red. The Dow is down 159 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 126, and the S&P 20 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector? With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S. Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off. Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
Things are looking pretty good when it comes to the battle against the coronavirus in Israel. We have an update now from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israelis are no longer required to wear masks outdoors. The news was happily received by the public, but officials fear that people might conveniently forget to replace their mask upon entering a building. So far, 54% of the population has received at least one anti-COVID vaccine. Despite the world praise for the way in which Israel vaccinated its population, officials are now concerned because arrangements with the vaccine manufacturers for a third round of shots have been neglected. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said on Thursday that he expects a third vaccination and possibly yearly shots will be necessary. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Taking baseball cards to the next level, and that level is in cyberspace.
Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Williams is coming to the digital memorabilia market with release of 9 different cards that follow the number 9's career from being a skinny rookie to Cooperstown inductee. The collector's items offered by Williams' daughter are hand-drawn by Brazilian illustrator Andre Maciel, who also created the tokens for football star Rob Gronkowski. Those sold out last month for $1.6 million. Jason Walker reporting.
President Biden will convene a virtual climate summit later this week amid Republican complaints about job-killing government overreach. And then there are those on the far left. They complain that the president isn't going far enough to address climate change. So again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 158 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. And Linda's here with
Well, good morning. I'm going to give you the weather. 63 degrees right now. We're going to have 89 today. Mesa clouds and sun. Overnight lows tonight will be 56. It looks like we may have a slight chance of shower. When we say slight, we mean that with low winds, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. As we progress through the week, we have Tuesday calls for, again, maybe a slight chance of showers and breezy with a high of 80. Overnight lows of 50. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 64. Overnight lows of 40. And Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 66. Thursday night mostly clear with a low of 47. And as we progress to the weekend, which will be wonderful and yummy for garage sales, 66 on Saturday and cloudy, and Sunday 58 with a chance of rain. Looks like Monday will be about 63 with overnight lows of 47. So the only time that we look like we possibly could have rain and showers would be next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then, of course, we have with our forecast today, perhaps as we go into night, a chance of showers. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts always in located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Okay, and with us today is Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and she brought with her Penny Harris, who is just guessing here, something to do with Peace Corps, since she's wearing it.
That beautiful Peace Corps sweatshirt.
Yes. That's awesome. It is. Awesome. It's really a nice
Good
Peace
morning,
Corps.
Susan and Penny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, tell people what, Susan, you know, we get new listeners all the time. What is Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect?
Well, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, also known as SCAR, and we refer to it as SCAR, which isn't really a great reference, but we are about having civil discourse about difficult topics, and in particular, the one we're interested in is cultural differences in our community, racial differences in our community, that kind of thing.
Well, we're glad that you're bringing this up today, because we've had just an experience over the weekend with a really dear friend who happens to be not Caucasian, let's just put it that way, and who has experienced in Reading, just people on the street where we were the other night. You don't belong here.
It's shocking. It's shocking.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
Did they say that?
This is what she.
I didn't get that part. Yeah. I thought they were questioning her because when you see somebody that's not a cock, right? You know, in mm-hmm. Reading, you know, you think kind of almost immediately you think of Bethel. I think of Bethel because people come in from all the world. Well. She's a Valley girl out of L.A., though she's Asian. Not born here, but raised here. And I'm always constantly surprised when I hear these things that people are asking her, mm-hmm. why she's here?
I woke up thinking about it this morning, and I think the best thing that anybody could say, but I'm not, I don't experience you don't belong here. Mm-hmm. I would think, are you kidding? I'm an American.
Yeah. Yes.
And Americans come in all colors, shapes, sizes, skin tones, nationalities that become American. Danuka is a perfect example. The Danukas.
Danukas are a good example. And we have many examples.
Yes.
I mean, Parvins.
Yes.
The things.
I mean. Yeah, we can go down the list.
We can go down the line. The Tates.
Yes.
And it's just. It's just surprising to me in today's world that this continues. And that's why we work really hard on this. I mean, we work really hard to educate the community. We try to present information about folks. And
now, but in our community, we may have people that will say that, but our community as a whole is a pretty genteel community when it comes to things like, let's just look at this. Let's look at Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
At the concern of that. Look what's happening in these other cities with these riots and these, buildings burned down, police being attacked. And our interfaith community issues a statement saying we do not support this at all. Type of violence, that there's only, that there's love. Reading is that kind of community. And yes, when we had the BLM protests and people wanted to make a big thing out of it, people with guns, yet no fist fights, mm-hmm. no shoving, and people walking together, So that's what you're doing and what other people are doing. It works.
We're hoping that it works.
Right.
The thing I think that we have to keep in mind is that we have fragile people in our community who say stupid things to Asians walking down the street.
Right.
And, I think Asians, you were talking about how could she have responded? Not should she. I'm not saying that. But how could she have responded? Remember that Asians are feeling particularly.
Yes.
Discriminated against and particularly vulnerable
at this
particular time. And we have had, BLM is another example of a time when, of course, that continues, but of people feeling particularly vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we solve that problem, but we're after it, huh, Penny?
Yeah, you guys think that, we're going to go here, because Penny, you've got an incredible, we've got the hour here. So, let's talk a little bit about your background, Penny, is that you went to high school in Germany to do summer work with your church program, designed for 16 and 17-year-olds. What years when did you go do that?
Right out of high school. I'm a raised L.A. city girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what SCAR's all about and what one of the solutions is having the opportunity to get out of your comfort zone.
Right.
And so that was, I was lucky enough to get a chance to get out of my culture, actually, for a summer. And it really opened up my mind. So when Peace Corps came along in college as an opportunity, I knew that was something I'd like to explore. And talking about people right here in Reading that are maybe a little bit not the mainstream culture,
mm-hmm.
or they, come from an urban area and more rural, whatever. If you have that opportunity to be in a minority, not be, in your comfort zone, it can really change your life. So the Peace Corps offers that to people. And I ended up in Liberia, West Africa, for a little over 2 years, almost 2.5. And we were the only, my husband and I were the only white people in a village of about 5,000 for 2.5 years.
Wow.
So, that, and then coming back here to the U.S., you reevaluate yourself.
And what you take for granted.
Hmm?
And what you take for granted, what one can take for granted.
Exactly.
Especially when you're in a village there and, things like water and a
yes.
real floor.
Right. Electricity.
Yeah.
We didn't have any electricity.
Sewers. There are no such things. There are no such things.
She was telling me the Peace Corps requires housing for the Peace Corps to have screen doors and concrete floors. That's it.
And that's what we got.
In the houses.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I worked with NGOs, in this case, mm-hmm. you know, with organizations when I was in Somalia, and, you know, of course, we were armed to the teeth, and we'd go out to some of these places where NGOs were totally unarmed. Now, they did have bodyguards that they paid, but they were never sure whose side those guys were on. Mm-hmm. And many a night, they'd be laying on the floor because of firefights.
Right.
Incredible courage from these people.
Right.
And I, in fact, met a couple who had been in Somalia the same time I had been, later on in Croatia, where life was a lot better. But we chit-chatted. I knew where their village was they were at. We'd probably gone through there once. But it's not easy. It's not easy, but it does, which I wish we could do for so many young Americans, get you out of the United States and see what it's like in the other parts of the world. And when you come back here, you might kind of think that it's not too bad here.
Right.
So.
You know, it's interesting. In Australia, one of the things that they do is they give kids a break between high school and work or mm-hmm. whatever, and mm-hmm. they say, for a year, go travel the world.
I like
that. We need a program like that.
Yeah, we do.
So the government pays for that?
I think there is some stipend.
There could be a stipend.
That's great. Right. We're going to take a break here. Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lauch Landscape. You know, their big sale stopped there on Sunday. However, they've got so many things going on. You can jumpstart your lawn by using their Bolero Plus Sod by Delta Bluegrass paired with their Jumpstart Fertilizer. They're also the home of UCART Concrete with a large fleet of concrete trailers. If you want to do that, they've got pavers. They have it all at really great prices. That's Lauch Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Roads. You can give them a call at 378-2220. 8:16 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
We all live in the yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in the yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. And our friends all on aboard, many more of them live next door. And the
band. Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Tear down the wall.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. And today, of course, the 19th, 8:20 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993, has built a very professional, a very helpful business here in both insurance and financial aspects of what you need for your assistance. And she will, right now, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401k plans, things have changed a lot. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Penny Harris, who is an alumni of the Peace Corps,
right,
and was one of, she and her husband being the only white people in a village of 5,000 in Liberia. And a little background, Liberia was a nation founded by American slaves back in the 1830s.
Right.
And now is a population around 5 million. That they've gone through some tough times. Ebola hit them really hard. And then they've had just a number of other things. But right, it was founded by former slaves, supported by a variety of different groups that they wanted to establish their nation back in Africa. Their flag is a striped flag with one big blue star, or white star in a field of blue. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to our flag. So,
right.
So when you in some of your information, it says that you've gone back to visit several times, and that you are a mother of adopted multiracial children.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Right. We have when we returned from the Peace Corps, we knew that we would like to adopt. And we have a homegrown daughter that kind of snuck in there, and
homegrown.
And then we contacted Shasta County Adoption Service, and they said, "Well, it's quite a long wait for a child that would match your ethnicity and
right,
you know,
yeah,
how you look." So, but we do have mixed racial children, and many people think we adopted our two sons when we were in Africa. No, they were born here,
wow,
both of them in Southern California, but they're both mixed racial.
Okay,
and grew up here. Our oldest son, a graduate of Enterprise High, and just have real interesting, his, you know, their DNA is very, very mixed. Our oldest is East African on his birth father's side, so he's very tall, 6'8", like a lot of the people from eastern part of Africa.
6'8".
Yes. Wow. And his mother was Irish, and he has more Irish than any of my family. So his percentage of Irish DNA is incredible. She must have been right off the boat, his birth mother. So. Yeah, and our youngest is Mexican-American black.
Okay, I have to go back to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can just, you know what, I'm picturing the world's tallest leprechaun on St. Patty's Day, okay? You know, that he's half Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, not 46% Irish, 50% Irish. But yet he's 6'8", and I imagine that he must get 100 questions. Every place he goes to.
Well, yeah, growing up here in Shasta County, talking about cultures again, he's more comfortable in a more rural country setting like Redding, so he's in Truckee. You know? and probably one of three dark-skinned people in Truckee.
Yeah. Well, how were your children treated here? Was there a problem here in Redding?
Well, you know, we're all different, and our youngest son had a lot more issues with his ethnicity and how he looked.
The one who's Mexican and black.
And we adopted him when he was much older. He was almost 8 years old.
Okay.
So he came with a lot of mixed baggage.
Right.
And also from Southern California. And so his attitudes kind of brought on what he projected is kind of what he received.
Which is what happens in human nature.
Exactly.
I don't care what you look like, if you throw it out there, it can come back.
Right.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, he had issues with how he looked and had issues with law enforcement here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in a good place. He's
good.
Overcome a lot. He's grown a lot. He's learned a lot. Redding's a great place to raise kids. It really is.
So, and we're talking about kids of a mixed race here in Redding. And Susan, I mean, you always have to be on guard about things happening with children. I mean, we've heard stories, very scary stories, about from a doctor and his wife.
Uh-huh. They moved.
Who moved.
Mm-hmm.
Because their child was being bullied. And
that's right.
Their children were being bullied at a school that's got a great reputation around here, a middle school.
But they didn't feel represented or heard.
Right. And to be honest, Scar, we do, especially Penny, because she was a teacher, we do a lot of work with the schools around bullying. You know, we work with parents of kids who are being bullied, mostly multiracial kids.
But when you
to help the schools.
So when you say Shasta County citizens advocating respect, it's not just for people of color. It could be anybody.
Anybody.
If your child's being bullied, you could go right to Scar and say, I need your help here.
Right. Right. Scar's unique in that we do public and private advocacy. So we do our public forums and we do, like our press conference that you were at, Carl, when we invited all of our leaders.
Now, this was a press conference, and there was no questions to anything. You had a variety. You had a huge selection of leadership here in Shasta County and the state, starting with Doug LaMalfa, and working their way down, talking about this is how they see it. This is what they're going to try and do. There were no questions. It wasn't a political thing. It was that it was being noticed, and people were addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gosh.
Well, we try and do that type of outreach to the community, but then behind the scenes, privately, no publicity, we do try and help people navigate, like, for instance, the school system. And some of the parents who have just not known what to do and have reached out, usually if they're people of color, they reach out to Eddie McAllister, who's on our board, and he hears about something with a local school.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents maybe didn't have a good experience in school themselves and just are not comfortable or even know where the office is or who the school principal is.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to negotiate
back probably when a lot of these people were kids, principals were at a different type of level.
Uh-huh.
I would no sooner walk into the principal of my school back when I was in junior high.
He still used a paddle.
I would have, oh, yeah. I mean, he used a, when you had to go, you had to go see Mr. Hunt. I mean, that was serious.
I can remember my junior high.
And what was worse, when you got home, Dad doubled it. You went to see Mr. Hunt today. How many shots did he give you? Four. Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
He must have been tired today. Anyway, but so.
The principal and the vice principal of my school had those little taps on their shoes, their wingtips.
Mm-hmm.
So you could hear them walking down the hall. Mm. Click. It was very military, even though it was a public school. But they wore suits and ties, and they just were like, you know, it was there was an authority.
So, but having,
authoritative.
Yeah, but having somebody then to help you.
Right.
You know,
right.
That knows the people and everything.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of schools, I wanted to also point out that we have a surprising number of returned Peace Corps volunteers right here in Reading. And we have about 20 of us who are fairly active, and one of the things we do is we go to the high school career days, and we just have recruiting literature, pamphlets, and stickers and stuff about Peace Corps. So that we try to, you know, get the idea out there that this is another way to serve your country.
Well, look, let's take a break on that, because we discussed that during the break, how to serve your country. So let's expand on that when we get back. Because Peace Corps, I frankly, you don't hear anything about Peace Corps. You don't see any commercial. I mean, I remember back in the days that it was like people by the, you know, the tens of thousands were joining the Peace Corps and trying to make a difference. But I don't know if you have that same.
So let's put some light on that after the break.
This portion of the show, speaking of light, it comes from brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, an elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get 26% federal tax credit. That's SunPower, Powerhouse Solar. Give them a call today at 275-5600, 275-5600, Powerhouse Solar. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 smart bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, 8:35 in the morning here on the 19th. It's a beautiful day, about 60 degrees. It's going to be beautiful today.
63 degrees right now.
63.
Yeah, we're going to have a beautiful...
Well, it depends on where you're at. On your side, you're at 63.
Well,
over on this side of the studio,
okay,
it's so huge.
That's all right.
I'm at 58.
That's all right. Sunny. Yeah, I take up a lot of heat. Sunny today with a high of 89, overnight lows of 50. As we progress tomorrow, we know we have a slight chance of rain, perhaps in the middle, or showers in early morning. 80 degrees tomorrow with overnight lows of 50. Wednesday, sunny, 84. Thursday, 86. And mostly sunny on Friday with 84. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It has been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide high-quality care throughout their hospitalization. This is just one of the many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center does to keep their patients well. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here today with community advocates, Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Penny Harris, who is also a member of that organization, but cut her teeth in the Peace Corps. And when you were leaving, you were talking about how you go to the high schools now and you give them information on the Peace Corps. But one of the things we discussed during the break was serving your country. And the Peace Corps, when it started by John F. Kennedy, if I remember right.
Right.
And was, you can, you know, serve your country by being in the Peace Corps. And we were putting hundreds of thousands of Americans out all over the world. But also, was it also in the United States, too, or just internationally?
Well, Peace Corps is international. And currently, because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
As of last March, they pulled out every volunteer. It was over 7,000 that were evacuated. So right now, Peace Corps is on hold, and like all of the rest of our country, they're reevaluating. And up until then, it's been about 7,000 to 10,000 volunteers in a year mm-hmm. in the field. Over the years, 141 countries mm-hmm. have received volunteers. We've got currently in the U.S. about 235,000 returned Peace Corps volunteers, and many of those folks go into foreign service careers. A few go into government. We have a representative in Congress, former volunteer right now. But the unique thing about Peace Corps is that our government doesn't decide where you're going or what country needs something from the U.S. That's totally generated by other nations. They apply to the U.S. and they say, we need help. We need help maybe with our HIV/AIDS education. We've got a problem. we would like help boots on the ground, low level, in the villages, in the cities,
well,
help with this project. So Peace Corps will take that project, and then they'll try to match from their applicant pool people that would match that program. And it's 3 months, 2 years, 3 months.
Well, let me ask you this, because, okay, a generational thing. You know, if you were in the Brownies or 4-H or Girl Scouts, those were programs that, you know, helped in communities and doing things for others. So my question would be, in today's society, if you're raised usually with a family that says you will serve, you're going to do something, but if you don't come from that, how do you inspire people in high school or people of a certain age? Do you have to be a certain age, or can you be Peace Corps at any age?
Right. 18 is the lower limit, but there's no upper limit.
So you could be 50 and
sure.
Just say, you know what, I'm going to join the Peace Corps. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere. I don't know where they're going to put me, but wherever they put me, I'm serving.
Right.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah, it is.
Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, when it opens up?
Yeah, but they also, you must have to go through some kind of training.
Yes, there's a 3-month training period that's pretty intense, and it's very site-specific.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
The training program's related to...
So if you're going to go to Liberia or a country like this, you've got a 3-month immersion on what to do in this part of Africa.
And how to keep yourself safe, how to, you know, boil your drinking water.
Mm-hmm. And how to speak the language.
Yep.
Often there's a language connection.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like the Mormons on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They have to do a 2-month immersion.
Yeah, what we try to, the Return Peace Corps group here in Reading, what we try to get across at the local high schools is this is another way to serve your country.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are other options. And if the international thing is not appealing, you know, there's Teach America. There's used to be AmeriCorps. I'm not sure if there's
AmeriCorps still exists.
Yeah. And right
Vista.
Here.
Vista.
California Conservation Corps.
Yes.
I think we've all agreed that after high school, everybody, and people with physical disabilities can also be in this.
Correct.
Everybody ought to do a year, at least a year serving this country. And I would have no problem if there was college tuition, you know, tacked onto this where you get a year worth of college tuition and all
right,
that.
Right.
But serving your country and leaving the area where you live.
That's right.
Right.
Making you go someplace else. Ideally, you would take thousands of people and put them in other countries to work. So when they come back here, they might realize that this is not a bad country
they
that
have
we're
a,
living.
And a multicultural
you've
tolerance.
Water. You've got water.
Yes.
I think you've hit it. You know, we do need to give people an opportunity to learn that multicultural openness.
Yes.
You know, we talked last time about cultural reciprocity. I need to know a little bit about you. You need to know a little bit about me. And that's how we're going to build this awareness and this friendship between countries, friendships between, you know, people of different cultures. It doesn't even have to be different races. And that's why we took racism out of our name.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the Peace Corps, you know, I haven't even thought about it in years.
Right.
And so I was happy that you were, you know, that to find out is that first of all, having this many Peace Corps alumni in a smaller, you know, in a smaller town is interesting.
Yeah.
And then now you all are now pushing that out to what kind of response are you getting?
The kids are interested. I think one of the big things is it's exciting. It's an adventure. And
it's a paid vacation.
Yeah, the government, I mean,
it's not really a vacation.
It's not a vacation.
Yeah.
I know that. But it's paid for by the government, getting you there.
Right.
Do you get a stipend or a salary?
Right. And you get a readjustment allowance. There's a lot of return in being a Peace Corps volunteer. It is a great, career It looks really good on your resume. Mm-hmm. That's what a builder. Tell the kids.
Mm-hmm. I imagine.
And we also, Shasta County kids are uniquely a good fit for the Peace Corps. We have kids here who are not afraid to go camping. They're not afraid to get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
They can live out in the woods. They've been in 4-H. They've been around animals.
They've struggled with water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Electricity.
And that kind of resiliency matches Peace Corps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may go into a village where electricity is an afterthought. So now you have lanterns. Where going to the bathroom is more like camping than it is in living in a community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then helping people in the village get clean water. Maybe that's something that you're trying to do.
Right.
So, Penny, you have the three children.
Right.
Okay. Did any of your children express an interest in the Peace Corps? No, I'm just curious.
No.
Okay. Well, no, that's all right.
But you did travel with them.
Yes, yeah. And we were able to continue kind of the our teaching career. We did two different teaching assignments, international schools. And our kids did 2 years of high school, actually, in Liberia.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Great experience.
Yeah. So they are very comfortable around different cultures and...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break here. Shining Care presents the Healthy Brain Symposium April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in Reading. Learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies at this free live event featuring exhibits and leading medical professionals and healthcare experts. Free registration online at shiningcare.org. So, a Healthy Brain Symposium, Linda. Did you wish to sign me up for that?
Sure. Let's do it.
Get my healthy brain. Get my make sure my brain
yeah.
Or whatever I call a brain. 8:45 in the morning at 62 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Wake me up in Paris. Take me down the highway back to Dallas. Wake me up in Rio. Baby, we got so much left to see.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are in our last segment of the show, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Yeah, you work on appointments, give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I've had my hair cut since I've lived in Reading, so I can say the best barbershop in Reading.
You going to call him today?
I am.
Get your hairs.
I'm getting a little shaggy.
Get your hairs cut.
Yep, getting them all. And have them. Tim or Logan. I'm an equal opportunity hair participant.
Absolutely.
We're here with Penny Harris, who is a graduate of the Peace Corps. And Susan Wilson, of course, is one of the leaders in the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Now, somebody came in here and said, well, isn't
in the
this,
chat pack.
In the chat pack and just said, well, isn't this just like another jobs program, you know? You get paid what? And I said, no. And when the difference, you go over there. I mean, I don't know how much they pay you, but I'm sure it's just, it's not like you don't build new
food,
homes. You know,
food and shelter.
But you're there to immerse yourself in the culture and then facilitate. Is that
right? Right. That's right.
Now, what was your job in Liberia there?
The project that we were assigned to was a Liberian government wanted to. They knew they needed help with their educational system, and they wanted to upscale it, you know, and so they asked for volunteers that were trained teachers to help train their teachers. And when we got to our village of Zolo, there were two very competent teachers there, and what they really wanted was help completing the school. And so one of the cardinal rules of Peace Corps is that you're not there as a savior. You're not there to tell them how to live their life or what they needed. You were there to listen, get to know people well enough that they would say, you know, we really need help with this. So they needed help navigating, getting, USAID help with cement. But they provided, for the completion of their school building, all the labor. The kids brought all the sand and all the gravel. And we just made the contacts and helped them get some cement donated from the American government. As far as Peace Corps pay, Carl, you were mentioning, Peace Corps only gives you enough of an allowance to live at the level of whatever your in-country job is.
Oh, okay. So let me get this right. You're living in Liberia in a 5,000-person village who doesn't, you know, they may not have water and electricity. So they pay you the same amount as those people make.
The same amount as the local teachers made.
Okay,
yeah.
So that you can buy food.
Yeah, so
like that.
That means you live right with them.
Gasoline and for your Vespa.
Yeah. So our pay was U.S. $50 a month.
So let's talk about the inspiration.
What'd you do with all the extra?
So the inspiration here isn't about stuff. The inspiration here would be as you go, it's like a lifetime of world experience. Mm-hmm. So you're getting to, there's no way you can read about it in books.
No.
It's like we talk about that. When you travel, you can read about stuff in books. It's not until you actually step into, like, say, Rome and you're there, with 2,000-year-old relics at your feet that you really, get it. It's not seeing it in a book. So being in the environment and of the environment, with the environment, with the people, is like someone has to say, I want to immerse myself. What a great opportunity if you want to write about this. If you want to teach about this, if you're looking about being an educator on a bigger level, on a world level or international politics, to be able to go into this environment and be able to become with it for a year or two is invaluable.
Oh, right. It is. And we used it always. You're different. You know, I mean, your life is expanded. Your viewpoints are expanded. So we used our Peace Corps experience in our teaching when we returned. And that's another thing, is these volunteers that come back can really, speak to Americans, to other groups. So you can share, you know, the little piece of the world that you were a part of when you return, either through teaching or I've spoken to Rotary and different groups, you know, about my experience. So there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge and experience in that pool of Americans that we as a culture can tap into in different ways.
And several books written by that culture. I know when I was in Algeria, there was a young woman who had been in Cote d'Ivoire, which is Ivory Coast, and she was just leaving. Her dad was the ambassador to Algeria at the time, and she was right in the middle of writing a book, you know.
Well, you know, the thing about it is yes, this is a government program. U.S. government program.
It is.
And somebody said, well, does the government pay him? Yes, okay. So it's a government job. However, it's not like a government job. It's unlike a government job. You're actually getting paid the same amount as the people you live with.
Right.
As opposed to be paid
by a grade, so you're not like a 7.
Extravagantly more.
A 6, 7, 10, 14, whatever that's called in the government.
GS.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting paid, you know, $70,000 a year to be there. You're getting paid $50 a month.
With a little health care thrown in.
With the health care.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Now,
your training's covered, your transportation, and your health coverage is
well, you got to kind
including.
Of do that because, you know, and there's probably ways of getting you out of there if you get really sick.
Yeah, you're evacuated.
If you're really sick and if there's danger. Now, can you kind of pick the area you want to go, like say, okay, Linda and I sign up for the Peace Corps. We want to go to Africa. Can we do that? Or can you say, I'd like to go to Europe?
Right. You do have some say. What we tell the kids here locally at the job fairs, I mean at the career fairs at the high schools, is right now there are 4 applicants for every 1 position that Peace Corps can fund.
Really?
So it's fairly competitive. So we say don't be too choosy. But there is a way. You can go to peacecorps.gov.
Yeah.
And there is a way to look up online the projects that they are looking for people to fill. So you can look and say, oh, that I have the skills for that. I'm really interested in
Fiji.
That program. Or you can just apply and say, put me where I fit.
Peacecorps.gov.
Yep. And I don't want to give the impression that it's all this, the image of Peace Corps, the typical image is the grass hut in the little village. During Reagan's term, there were, was a real push to help small businesses in Eastern Europe, the former Soviet Union countries.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to that part of the world, you end up in a urban environment.
Okay.
But you're helping small businesses.
Okay. So. All right. It is a government program, but of the government programs, I think this one probably pays a bigger dividend, in my opinion, because mm-hmm. you're down with the people who then get to know Americans at that level.
That's right.
And we're not helicoptering in and dropping off supplies and then just leaving, because then you have no entity there.
I just went online. It says public health educator in Guinea. Is it? Do we
yes,
think? Okay.
Yes.
Departs no earlier than 2022. In also Thailand, 22. English co-teacher, Thailand.
So
you know, so you can go
there.
Online and look at all these interesting, what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Since tomorrow is 420, can I send a bong over to the station for you guys? We can play reggae music for bumper music. Oh, hell yes. Just do it. Tomorrow we have attorney... Jim Harkin. And Jim's been an attorney for a while. He's a former Marine. He's going to talk about some of the things he's done to help fight or to protect union members against their own union. But he's also owns a winery, which is another thing that's going to be interesting. Nobody knows more about wine or spirits than this man. That's tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The gates of hell, but I won't back down.